She's the woman at the centre of the Trade Union Royal Commission's investigation into the Health Services Union, and she was there for the first time today. But Cathy Jackson's much-anticipated stint in the witness box is still yet to come. Instead, she followed the proceedings from the public gallery as other witnesses gave evidence about financial arrangements at the Victorian branch of the union, where she held the position of secretary. Nick Grimm's been following developments at the Royal Commission for PM this week. So when will Cathy Jackson actually be speaking at the commission?
Mark, we're expecting that she will begin her stint in the witness box tomorrow morning. Now, the Royal Commission actually wrapped up early today. The final witness finished his evidence at around about 3 o'clock. We thought Cathy Jackson might be called then, but obviously the Royal Commission wants to start afresh with her. Now, Cathy Jackson supporters regard her as a courageous whistleblower who revealed serious corruption within the union involving the former union president, Michael Williamson, and Craig Thompson, the former Labor MP. But she does face her own questions arising from allegations about the misuse of members' funds. And she's going to be given the opportunity, we're told, to respond to those allegations. There's the allegation she used $1 million in members' funds to pay off two personal credit cards. Another allegation that she withdrew around about $220,000 in cash using HSU bank checks. This is alleged to have occurred between 2007 and 2011. There are also a couple of alleged slush funds associated with her. There was one in particular that was quite interesting we heard about today from the witnesses who were giving evidence. There is something that was called the National Health Development Account, and apparently there were payments made into that account from something that was known within the union as the Peter Mac money. Now, this is interesting because that was a fund that came from the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, which had underpaid HSU workers their entitlements.
So it was money supposed to repay low-paid workers for their underpayments.
That's correct.
But instead it got funneled into a slush fund. That's the allegation.
That's the allegation, yes. It's a bit confusing. A lot of the matters being explored by the Royal Commission are confusing. But this fund dated back a number of years, and because the entitlements went back a long period of time, we're told that it was too hard for the money to be repaid to workers themselves. So $250,000 was given to the union instead. And that was something that Cathy Jackson and her colleagues regarded as a bit of an unexpected windfall. Now, late today, we heard evidence from Cathy Jackson's successor at that branch of the union, a gentleman called Craig McGregor, who has raised concerns about how the Peter Mac Fund was channeled into the National Health Development Account.
Clearly, the most important thing that came out of today was the issue of the Peter MacCallum legal settlement, which was for underpayment of members. That money was transferred to the union and then moved on to an account which Ms. Jackson has described as a slush fund. I think there are many questions to answer around that issue.
Are you concerned that the money was siphoned out of the Peter Mac account into an external account?
Well, we know that it was siphoned. It was taken from the union account, the members' account, and moved into an account that was not in the control of the union.
And what do you think the purpose of that account was?
I have no way of knowing that.
Craig McGregor, Secretary of the HSU's number 3 branch in Victoria. Well, Cathy Jackson will have a chance to respond to those issues, a number of which you've mentioned today, Nick, in the box tomorrow. But what did she say to the media as she left?
Well, she was pretty defiant. You could say she was bristling at suggestions that she'd engaged in any improper use of members' funds. She was pretty quick to dismiss questions about what exactly had been going on with that fund, as a matter of fact.
Are we still talking about that? Unknown funds. Pure speculation by Mr. McGregor that was proven by his evidence. Once again, Mr. McGregor, Mr. Williamson, Mr. Brown, Mr. Shorten are part of the same gang to bring down the people that brought this to light. And we look forward to tomorrow's Royal Commission. The final hearing for the HSU, as I understand, for tomorrow, for the time being.
Cathy Jackson, why were funds diverted to the National Health Development Account?
It was the workers' money, wasn't it?
It was members decided where to put that money. I'm not having a conversation with the media where the Branch Committee of Management decides to spend their money and how they use their money. Because the media have pumped this up and now you want a story out of this.
But we've heard today that you gave directions for funds to be transferred into that account.
Not
can you explain
not
why?
The Branch Committee of Management decided to put their money to run various campaigns and support various political campaigns across the state and across the nation as they chose to. And if the media got this wrong, the media should be big enough to tell the public that they got it wrong.
Cathy Jackson speaking to the media outside the Royal Commission. Nick Grimm was our reporter.